I first met Cindy nearly 20 years ago when I was just a kid working in a bookstore. I got to know her and her husband from their nearly weekly visits. I'd usually see them on Saturday afternoons and tell them about the hottest new reads or my latest favorites, and they'd do the same for me. As I began to start putting on large author events and partnering with outside organizations, I had my first opportunities to work with the Tulsa City County Library. Cindy, who worked at Central Library, was often my point person. Our first true author event together was bringing in Secret Life of Bees author Sue Monk Kidd in the spring of 2006. A few years later, when I left the bookstore and started my own thing, I began teaming up with Cindy more frequently, culminating in 2013 with a truly epic and now slightly infamous event with Fight Club author Chuck Palahniuk, just after Central closed for some major renovations. Cindy and I often talked about the pipe dream of opening a bookstore. To be honest, she talked about it much more than I, but she had a great job with wonderful coworkers. Why leave to try something crazy? But in 2015, when the stars aligned and the moment arrived, the first person I reached out to was Cindy. I wouldn't and couldn't have done it without her. I asked her to quit her job, which paid well, had nice benefits, and so many government holidays. She'd been there for almost 2 decades, but thankfully, she said yes. She was courageous in a way I'm not sure I could ever be. From that moment on, we embarked on a journey that was longer, more difficult, and ultimately more rewarding than we'd ever imagined. In late 2015, we founded the nonprofit Tulsa Literary Coalition. In June of 2016, we had our first ever author event under the banner of Magic City Books. We wanted someone cool to kick it off. We got Stephen King. The store was supposed to open that fall. Long story, very short, we opened more than a year later, on Monday, November 20th, 2017, the week of Thanksgiving. Hundreds of people lined up on a cold morning to watch us cut the ribbon and buy the first books. Here we are, not even a year later, and Cindy is gone. 3 months ago, in one of those out-of-the-blue medical moments, she went from totally fine to terminally ill. She died recently. She was 58 years old. There's no silver lining or comforting explanation. It feels like an amputation of sorts. Just hours after her passing, I was on stage, talking to another author. It struck me as we chatted that this was the first author event I'd ever done without Cindy in my life. Of course, she'll always be with me in memory, but right now the vacancy is deafening. I keep telling myself that this could have happened last year, before Cindy saw her dream, our dream, fully realized. That certainly would have been worse. And perhaps there are degrees to this sort of randomness that can provide some comfort. But I believe that the best and maybe only way to stay connected to the people you loved is to experience the things they loved. I know the books that changed and impacted Cindy's life. She told me about them all the time. I've read a few. I plan to read them all, over time, just to keep the conversation going.